The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Chav Gimel. We discussed in the previous shiur Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hatzah, Rav Shlomo Zalman's idea of how to save a woman from Al Kaponim on a Derabonan level, from Dam Nidus, by creating a Chetzitza of a robber, ben gufo ben adam. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's idea was that according to all the Rishonim, a chetzitza would prevent the dam from being mitamer and should be able to be mitire herself without hamtonas heyomim. It's important to point out one point, which is going to be in again behemshich what we want to speak about. We pointed out that lechor dam ayotzim gufo, even if you know that's not mitam, is no worse than a kesem. Kesem, even though it's dam beloy hargosha, the halacha is the chazal were metame. And we explained that the pshat is that there's ksomim. The reason why chazal were metame ksomim is because of a chshash, like a sofik, that shemetira, that there was hargosha, she didn't realize that it was by hargosha. So mele, where you know for sure that the body can't become tame, there's no chshash, there they didn't institute tumas ksomim. There's one point to be moisif. The Chavis Das is Shita. Rav Shlomo Zalman points this out himself, that Teich Zayin Nikiyim, there's Kesem Derais. I mean, say the regular Kesem, a woman finds dam on her underclothes. The reason why we're not Mitame, if it's without Hagosha, is because it was without Hagosha. But it, theoretically, it could have been with Hagosha. Maybe she didn't notice. Is it a Sofik? So the Pshat is, the Chavis Das understands that Be'etzim is a suffix, maybe there was Agosha, because Stam Dam comes with Agosha. Nor was. Since we're talking about a woman who's Tohu, she has a Chazoka, we rely on the Chazoka Akoponim, that we assume that it was without Agosha, that's why Kesem is on the Mitam Darbon. Says the Chavis Das, Roiv of the Achrena, by the way, argue on this, but the Chavis Das is Mechadish, that Betoich Sheva Nikim, the aloch is she doesn't have a chazaka deraisa that she's tohoiro. The aloch is that betoich shevnikim kesem is deraisa. We're more machmer on kesem, says the Chavis Das, betoich shevnikim, than we are by a stama woman who's tohoiro who has spotting. Why? Because over there there's no chazaka. We have to assume, we have to be choishish, that the dam came beri'io, so we have to be machmer imkein. If we're talking about a woman who we don't want to be mitaher on a deraisa level, we only want to be mitaher derabonon, we say the dam came out, but what do you mean? She's mitame deraisa, because the dam that came out, they should be mitame al tumas ksomim. Means that they should be mitame tumas ksomim because it's toich shevenikim. And toich shevenikim is even without agosh, it would be a kesem. So Shlomo Zalman deals with this Chavis Das, and lemaisa what he says is that the poiskim don't hold like the Chavis Das. Let's take this discussion a step further. We discussed the Chiddush of Shlomo Zalman that even according to the Rosh, the Rash Mikutzi, according to the Tur, there is a heter of Chatzitza ben Aboso ben Adam, but Lamaisa, the Mechadish heter, the Rash and Taisus don't have. They have a heter that Hoitzoa's Dam, anytime the trigger of the Dam coming out of the body was considered Shaloi Kedarko, so over there the halacha would be that it's not considered a flow of Dam, it's not Metame. The Poiskim, Rishonim already discussed this. If there was an operation done, let's say the part of the part of the woman's body inside was cancerous, or there was a reason, it was an infection, there was a reason why a chelek of the rechem had to be taken out. Lamaisa, because of the operation, there's a lot of dam comes out of the body, but we know where that dam is coming from. The dam is coming out of the rechem because part of the rechem was removed. The question is whether that Yitzias Adam and Arechem Asas or Labayla. Lamaisa, the Rosh, B'Shem the Rash, that's what he was talking about. That's the Maisa Shehoyu with the Rash Mikutzi, proved from our Sugyo that Adam that had as its cause the Yitzias Adam Shaloi Kedarka, Shaloi Kedarkriyo, is Mitar. In that case, he was Mitar. Now, the Beis Yosef says that the Meduber in the Rishonim, in the Rosh, in the Rash, the Beis Yosef in Kuf Peches, was talking about the dam that was in the pieces of flesh that came out. There's dam in there, it's dam shiyotza me'arechem, but it's dam shiyotza shalai kedarka. dam didn't touch the body. That's what the Rishonim said. But over here we're talking about where the dam came out. The dam did touch the body, but it's dam b'toich ha-chatichos. Over there, that's Torah. But what happens after the operation, after all the pieces of flesh, whatever had to come out, came out? But the Maaseh, there's a trickling of dam from the makir. So the Beis Yosef says that dam would be metame. That's not dam shalikadaka. That's dam that's flowing with a regular. Doesn't have another trigger. That's dam that's flowing out of the rechem. It's dam from the side of the rechem, from the walls of the rechem that are coming out. That's like regular dam nida. The poskim want to know what's the difference between lamashal, a woman makes a bedika, and very often you can see on the cloth. Not very often, but sometimes you can see on the cloth that the stain on the cloth, a rav with trained eyes could see that the stain is atypical. It's not a regular stain. It's coming from a scratch, from a petza, from a makabo isamokim. A makabo isamokim, the dam that comes out on such a bedikah cloth is not metame. Now, let's point out that people know about this heter of dam makir, of dam petza. That's only when we're talking about after a hefsek tire. Because a hefsek tire, lemaisa, the cloth came out not clean. She doesn't have a hefsek tire that's mafsiker with a clean cloth. Lemaisa, the cloth is not clean. What we have is that you can't, once she's mafsik betara, a bedika won't be mitame. So the thing to do, and I saw there are a lot of women who do this, what they call a bodeket, where they have a woman, if a woman is, especially after childbirth, it's very common. Some women are constantly being irritated, but after childbirth, irritated, I don't mean in the literal sense, there's irritation in the body, but after childbirth, it's especially true, the area is more sensitive. And sometimes the hefsek tira has to be performed by a bodeket. And thereafter, if there's that, they'll tell her minimally to do bedikas. But if there's dam petza on the bedika, that could be tzliya. But al-kaponim, the aloha is that dam makeh ba'isem mokoim is not metame. The shaila is why the Beis Yosef is telling us that we, you know, there's a makeh in the mokoir, not a makeh on the in the yitzia me'aguf. Not a makah in the mokum abdika, makah in the rechem itself. Why should that be any different? That the place can talk about. That a makah in the place of abdika is not the source of the dam, but if the makah is in the source of the dam lemaisa is being yoitzah from the rechem, from the makor. Over there it's metame. The achrenim have a whole discussion how to understand the Beis Yosef in that nekud. The Ramo in Kuf Peches argues on the Beis Yosef. Again, the Beis Yosef is saying that the dam that comes out after the operation, dam sheyotze beikvus hamake, is definitely mitame. The Ramo says no. The dam, even though the dam came out by itself, it didn't come out with a chaticha of bosa. It didn't come out shaloi kederech with something else. It came out dam by itself. Pure dam came out of her guf. The aloch is that dam is not mitame. And why? Because lamaisa, the cause of the dam coming out of the body was shaloi kedarka. The poskim want to know how to understand the Ramah. The Gemara Bayo says that dam only b'toich chatichas is butter. The dam that comes out by itself, even at the same time when there's chatichas, but there's a flow of dam by itself, that dam is metame. Explains the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, like we point out, is the one who's Meirich on this heter of the Rosh and the Rash Mikutzi, that the Tahara of Shaloi Kederech, the heter of the Rosh and the Sar Mikutzi, which is brought in the poskim, is totally in the sibas, totally in the cause, in the actual cause of the dam. The dam that's yotze with the chaticha, the cause we see in front of us, there's a chaticha. The dam that comes out, a woman that had chaticha is coming out, but there's also dam. Who said that dam wouldn't have came out? You have dam. Mechitesi to say that dam only came out because of the chaticha. If it comes out with the chaticha, no. But if it comes out as a separate flow of dam, who says that the cause was only the chaticha? Who says that the body wouldn't have caused the regular menstrual flow and dam wouldn't have came out? The Taz Lamaisa in Sivkotn Hay says that no. Says the din of Shaloi Kederech is tolui not only in the cause of why it came out, but it's tolui in the tsura of how it came out. If it came out in unusual fashion, so then it's not metame. If the dam came out in regular fashion, a regular flow, and that's what's going on in the poskim, the dam came out in a regular tzura, so then it's metame. Even if the cause, the trigger of the dam coming out, was shaloi kedarka, but if the dam came out in the regular fashion of dam coming out, it would be metame. The nafkamina between this, all this, is what happens if a woman's b'shas vesta. We pointed this out in the previous year. B'shas vesta, then anyways the damud, she's b'cheska's dam would have came out anyways. L'maisa, we see in front of us a dam that came out b'sibas shaloi k'derech. It's a siba that's not metame, but we have in front of us a chazaka that there's a siba to be metame, you'd be metame. But if you say that the dam came out in a mishundik way, the dam that came out attached to the chatichos is not metame because it came out b'derech mishuna, even if the vest would have caused dam, this dam al-kuponim came out with chatichos, that's shaloi k'derech. There's another discussion, the Paiskim, that's also related to this. There was a type, I don't know how to say it in English, there's a, what's, what was called in the Sifri HaPaiskim, Choli Shnei Feles HaRechem. There's a collapse, the same way any muscle structure collapse. A person could have it in his knee, in his leg. A woman, Cholila, could have that the muscle, the Rechem Sach calls, is a muscle. And that's how it contracts and expands. It's the miracle of childbirth, how the Rebbein Shalom puts the hormonal procedure into the body to cause the muscle to contract and expand. Kifiat zerich. There was a choli nefels rechem where the muscle structure of the beis harechem collapsed into the beis achitz, and because of that, there was stress on the area, and there was a constant flow of dam. She wasn't able to be mitaira. A woman was not able to make a hefsik taira because she had this problem where the muscles were weak. The walls of the muscles collapsed inward, downward, and it caused a constant blood flow out of her body. She wasn't able to be mitaira herself. On the one hand, it's dam that's not kedarka. But on the other hand, the blood is coming out with a regular tzur. There's no chatzitza. It's not coming out with chatichos. The cause of the blood is, it's mamish telling what we just discussed. The cause of the blood is shaloi kederech riyasa. The blood is coming out kitsuras derech riyasa. So there's many reasons to be machmir, befrat, to be makel against Rashi, Tosfos and the Rambam that hold that there is no heter of shaloi kederech. There's only a heter of dam with a chatzitza, certainly not advised. So the poskim discussed what to do. Rav Vosner, Zatzal, and the Shevet HaLevi has a whole tshuva where they try to figure out what to do with a woman of childbearing age. Where he says if a woman's past childbearing age, anyways, the area should be operated on. Lamais, if they take out part of the rechem, the woman can no longer give birth. There's an iser l'chayra of destroying a woman's reproductive faculties. But that's only when you know, or you have a suffix, if she has reproductive abilities. If she's past the age of pregnancy, I don't know what would be today where they could, literally, they could operate on a woman and turn her age back 15 years to where she is able to give birth. I'm not sure what the cutoff point, if it has to be b'derech hateva, what wouldn't be possible for her to give birth lule medical intervention. Revozin didn't discuss it in that kind. It just says if she's past Gil Hiroyon, so you can do the surgery. There's no isser of destroying her reproductive faculties. You'd be able to take out that part of the rechem in order to be mitaira. What to do with a woman who's still in her childbearing years to take away her ability to have children, mitzalech is not partial. If she's young, for sure she wants that much, that's a real problem. Because to be mitaira based on that the sibas hayitzias adam shaloi kedarka is very problematic, like we pointed out. A lot of Hashem will hold. Not the way even according to the Rosh. That might not be the pshat. It's totally what we discussed before from the Shulchan Aruch Harav and from the Taz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.